Alex Anthopoulos is the general manager. There's no segue to this, Alex. I hope there's no segue. Alex Anthopoulos is general manager, senior VP of baseball ops for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he joins us in Primetime Sports. Alex, how did Chase Headley get away from you?
I don't even know if I can get into specifics or deep details, but I don't know that obviously he's on another team, and I know there's a lot written that we were heavily involved, and I think I've always kind of maintained this. Anytime you see us linked to a player daily and it's not from a Canadian-based or Toronto-based media outlet, normally there's not necessarily a whole lot to it, and that's probably as far as I can go with it from that standpoint. But I just got asked about a bunch of stuff a day ago with players we haven't even talked about, but there's so many rumors right now that get floated at this point. So we're definitely having trade talks with teams, and the way we hope to do it is that none of the guys we actually talk about are out in the media. And I was actually just on the phone with the GM before I got on here, and we were just talking about how it's great that the player we've talked about, he's like, man, I haven't seen the name anywhere. And I said, yeah, it's great.
Tell us who it is. We'll get it out there.
Yeah. We can help.
We're like, we need to get this out there. Where do we go? I said, I'm going on with Blair. It's a great meeting. It's across Canada, and we'll get it out soon. But that's really all I can say to that is when stuff's out there on us that strong, for the most part, it seems like it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not a done deal, then it's probably no truth to it.
I was kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek because, quite frankly, given the state of this team right now, Alex, I don't know if you – I mean, I know you can't comment directly on Chase Headley, but a guy with a history of injuries who's having one good month, I think that you need a little more certainty right now, given where you are. That's my own opinion.
Sure, no, I understand that, and I could say, generally speaking, and not talking about specific players, you do have to be careful overall of when it comes to playing on turf, back issues, things like that. Those are things that, I know people talk about hamstrings and so on, and the work that we've done, we're not that concerned when it comes to hamstrings. It seems like, and I remember Batista telling me this a few years ago, if the turf has any impact or bearing, it seems to be on your back more than anything else. So that's a general statement. That's not in reference to any other player. But that does come. That does factor into our decision making if we're talking about acquiring position players.
Not that it matters, Alex, but Lloyd Mosby said the same thing about 30 years ago.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was always
about all back then.
It was always about the back, Alex. By my count, and everybody will have their own count, there's about 22 teams who still think that they're alive for the postseason. Does that make it tougher to deal now than it will, say, a month from now when there might only be 14 teams?
I think that's an outstanding point, and it's probably the first one that's expressed it that way. But you're exactly right. A lot of teams that we talk to, and they want to give themselves as much time. Another team that we're talking to today said, look, we're in a holding pattern for the next 5 or 6 days. They just cannot move right now and do anything. And it really, for some of these teams, it comes down to the wire, and it's I know some people have debated should the trade deadline be moved back, but there's no question with that extra wild card, even though it's a one-game playoff, it really changed things and has changed the number of sellers. And I've mentioned this earlier, I wouldn't be surprised to see there be more activity like you talked about a month from now, mid to late August, when everyone has that much more clarity if they're going to still be in the race or not. And you saw some big names move last year, whether it was a Morneau or Bird. Again, plenty of guys will get claimed. Rios got moved last year in August as well. So I think you may see more activity potentially come August than you'll see in the next 10 days.
Alex, obviously you hear the same things we do from fans. I mean, you DFA'd Sergio Santos, Brad Mills, Eric Kratz, Darren Mastriani have gone down, Esmil Rogers, Ryan Goins, Aaron Sanchez are called up. You're being criticized by a lot of people for merely treading water and not going out and making an impact move. I mean, how would you respond to those critics?
Oh, I mean, look, a team's not playing well, criticism comes, so you can't. I mean, let's say maybe it's, I'm not trying to say you don't concern yourself with that, and that's not a slight or lack of respect for a fan base or things like that. I'm just saying you don't concern yourself with that in the respect of, you can't force a move, so we absolutely can you know, teams that are saying we're in a holding pattern or we need to contend, I'm sure there is a deal that we can so grossly overpay that would be so bad for the Toronto Blue Jays that could get somebody to move now. But that's not going to solve anything. So I understand there's everybody would want to see activity and players at it. Trust me, we want that, the same thing as well. Sometimes, unless you do something that makes no sense at all, you just can't get the – you need two parties to come together on a deal and on an agreement. And you can't get someone to do something if they're not prepared to do anything.
Hey, how concerned are you about Drew Hutchison after what we've seen in the past couple of starts? Is there any thought of having him skip a start, or is there any concern, frankly, that maybe this may be related to – I was going to say related to health, although the velocity certainly wouldn't suggest that. But
yeah, we don't think there's anything related to health. Look, it's been two rough starts in a row. The first inning looked outstanding. But I just don't want to make too much of two starts. Again, they haven't been good, but he's obviously been good for the most part the entire year. If it continues, then certainly it'll be more of a topic. I mean, we had some dialogue internally last night amongst the staff. If there was something he may have been doing, did he tip? Again, I'm not saying he did, but that was a topic that we kicked around, and that was going to be explored today. So, again, I'm not looking to create a story, but, again, you always those thoughts do go through your mind, and you certainly do the work to see if you may have missed something there and see if we could pick something up. But I think Drew's had enough success up here, and like you said, his stuff is still there, that I expect him to get back on track. And obviously, if that isn't the case, then we would talk about alternatives, but there's been no other plans or thoughts right now. He's going to make his next start.
Alex, by my own count, I would say he's had like four bad ones over the last five, but that's just me. You don't agree with that?
Well, no. I mean, I guess we'll say the last two have been really
worse
strong.
Than yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I'd say last two. They showed it up on the screen in our box. I didn't realize it was the shortest non-injury outing of his career last night. And obviously the outing in Tampa, he got hit pretty hard too. So is he going to have some rough starts? Sure. And yeah, if you go through the game logs, you know, however you want to qualify those. But last night clearly was a struggle. He was a one-pitch guy. The secondary stuff, whether it was the changeup or the slider, just either couldn't command it or didn't play. And it's tough when you're going, even though he can get it up there to 94, 95, it's tough for anybody to go out and pitch, you know, to have that one pitch. So, again, I'm not overly concerned. He's a great work worker. He is a strike thrower, though in his rough starts he has walked some guys. He does have very good stuff. He's a great competitor. He certainly will get back on track. I mean, he's definitely not a long-term worry at all for us.
How many more innings do you figure he's got this year, about 40 or 50?
You know, we don't have a number for him just because he's been around the 160 range. It was the one year where he got to New Hampshire at the end of the year and he pitched in the playoffs for them. So, you know, the way it looks, we've talked about it, and people said, well, he's probably going to end up around 180, 190, and that might be just a product of the number of innings he does go, the number of starts he has available, and that would be fine. I don't think there's a scenario that he can get into the 220s that it's really going to be a concern. So I think it's going to work itself out, but we don't have a number on him. We just felt like he would have enough room that we weren't going to need to limit him at all, especially with us not having skipped a fifth starter more than once or twice.
Alex, it was good of you to join us today. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Take care, Alex.
And that's Alex Anthopoulos, Toronto Blue Jays GM and Senior VP of Baseball Operations.